everybody. It's been a hot minute. My God, thanks.
Hot minute, yeah.
You know, thanks for sticking with us. I'm excited for this show today. I have my good buddy Darren, the one and only, the OG. What's up, buddy?
I'm good.
We were both just kvetching about how tired we are and how drained we are separately. Life.
Life happens and it friggin' really puts a friggin' toll on you. I can tell you that much, crying out loud.
Yeah, and you're
not one thing, it's another, you know? Kids, family, work.
Isn't it utterly disgusting how we now sound like our parents and grandparents?
Yeah, I notice little things like that where I'll be sitting there going, no, I'm the cool parent. I got no problem doing that. And then, hey, well, let them do what they got to do. And then you turn around, you stop that, knock it off. Yeah, it just it gets to the point where it's like, I am turning into somebody that I don't want to be.
I have the name confusion going on. I've never really been good with names to begin with, so let me preface by saying that. But I will know you for 20 years, and I will still introduce you. I'll be like, hey, Darren, you'll come with me to some event, and I'll be like, hey, this is... I have like I draw blanks, like I'm bad with names, but I'm doing this like name confusion thing now. I don't know if your parents did this or you have this too, but you go to call someone and I'll be like, Spen, no, Maggie, no, Spen, no. And yeah. Like I call out three names before I like get the right one.
Yeah, my kids have a tendency to yell at me because I'll call them one. Yeah, I just because my, you know, my oldest has been around a lot longer than my youngest, but it's still, I'll call my youngest Kaylee and, you know, my oldest Emily, or I'll turn around and I'll just like, whatever your name is, go do this. I just forget sometimes. And it's just the fact of getting old. Well, not even getting old.
No, you're getting younger.
I'm 45 years old. So it's like, you know, it's not like I'm old and decrepit and everything else, but I'm noticing things like my hearing, my eyesight, you know, where I should be wearing my glasses right now, but, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn. I'll probably wait till I go blind before I decide to put them on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a calm defiance. It's a it's a passive defiance.
That's not really happening to me.
Yeah. It's like you have trouble accepting it, right? You're like, no, I can see. I'll just squint. Yeah. I'll just ask the person to repeat themselves 27 times because I can't hear them. Yeah.
And that shirt I was not, well, not that shirt that you're wearing, obviously, but the shirt that you had sent me, I was wearing that yesterday.
Oh, the zero fucks. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Poor guy, AJ, his accounts keep getting like blocked and like taken down.
Really?
So he just popped up again. It's like a couple of weeks ago. I was like, hey, long time no see. So,
yeah. I'll see his stuff here and there. You know, I'll like a whole bunch of his content and then I won't see him again.
Yeah, it's strange. You know, it's funny. Instagram is like that. I think it's probably to do with the wording. I mean, you know, of the company, maybe just some play on words there. But same thing happened to my buddy Steve. He does like the Santa Claus in Peterborough.
Okay.
And he opened that account and that got taken down. So we had to like, what do you call it? Refute it? Not refute. What's the?
Well, yeah, quite. So we had that issue probably, I think it was about 2 years ago now, where we did an autograph signing with a few of the actors from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
So we kept on promoting it on Facebook and Instagram and everything else as, you know, come meet, you know, Don Foley Love, who is Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Yeah. So, oh, I think I saw that. Yes. That was the original one that you were doing.
The major problem with that one was because we were putting mayor. So they kept on taking it down because they said it was a political post. So we're like, listen, you know, we even put disclaimer, not an actual mayor.
Yeah.
A fictitious person from a 1985 movie. They still wouldn't turn around. They turned around. They took it down. So we actually had to call Facebook and we spoke to a woman there.
Oh, my God. You actually got a person?
Yeah, I don't know how. I didn't. My partner Tim, he ended up getting a hold of somebody. And as he spoke to him, he was like, listen, he was arguing with somebody. She was no more than 18 years old, 18, 19 years
Of
old.
course, yeah.
Because they kept on saying, it's not a political post. Well, yes, it is, sir. You're saying mayor. And he goes, we're doing an autograph signing for a celebrity who played a mayor in a movie in
Which they
1980.
obviously never saw.
And she turned around and she goes, I don't understand what you mean, sir. It's a movie with a character from a. Okay, so we're having Captain America, here, and Wolverine and Spider-Man.
Not an actual captain,
They're
not
not
an actual
real.
spider.
Yes, but it's stuff like that where if you don't use the right terminology for them, they delete your stuff. They don't let you know. I'm having videos removed from my DJ account where I posted stuff 3, 4 years ago, and I'm being hit with
Really?
copyright infringement.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it hears a song in the background from whatever I'm filming. You didn't get the rights to use that song. I'm like, wait, I paid iTunes my $1.99 for that song. I should be able to, play it or whatever.
I think you can play any song for like, isn't it 7 seconds or 15 seconds?
I'm guessing I'm noticing that, stuff like even the reels you do now, as long as they're shorter, everything that, they're cool, they go by quick and they stay up a lot longer.
You know who got bad infringement docs for a long time was Rick, the music man, on TikTok. He was like one of the OGs, the original in
Oh
our
God,
kind of
that's
group.
going way back.
But it was his own music. He writes and like writes music and plays it on the piano, and he was putting his own songs on his videos, and they hit him
Really?
with infringement. And he's like, "You fucking idiots. It's my own music. I'm not infringing on myself."
Is my own song, and they're like, "Yeah, no, you can't play it. It doesn't belong to you."
It's just so stupid.
It does.
Yeah, actually, here's where we differ.
Right.
I'm getting so sick of TikTok. I went through a bunch of, I went on my follower list the other night, and just for
Okay.
like about 20 minutes, I couldn't stomach being on there any more than that. But for about 20 minutes, I just started like blocking and deleting a bunch of like the fake followers, and it's all those you've been selected as the winner with the same green icon. Do you get that too?
I get those. I get mentioned in a lot of videos of somebody selling something, but it's the same product by a different person. So it's like you got to go in and then you got to try to report them as spam, and then you can't remove yourself from it. You can block them.
Keanu Reeves keeps following me, and I just don't have the heart to tell him, like, listen, buddy, I'm not interested, right? So I've blocked him a couple of times.
I mean, if you want to shoot me a DM and let me know you're all right, different story. But
It's odd because he only has like 400 followers, which is weird for Keanu Reeves because he's
oh,
so
really?
relatable.
I mean, is he trying to sell something off of Temu or whatever the hell it's called
Yeah, it's
now?
a new face serum. It's like it got vitamin C in it,
Yeah.
so you know it's good.
Yes. I love all the. I keep getting more and more scam.
It's all scams on
Emails,
TikTok.
just everything. It's, hey, there was a package that was supposed to be delivered to your house from the United States Postal Service. Please make sure you give us your correct address and your credit card number. Wait, when does the post office ask for your credit card number? Like, yeah, I get those over and over again.
It's getting so bad, and some of them are so blatantly, you look at them and you're like, really? Do you think anyone is gonna I mean, I'm sure people do. I mean,
Oh, they fall for it
people
all the time.
do, but it's some of them are just so like dumb.
You read them and go, I don't think they proofread.
No, not at all. And it does, and it's not even like close to the English language in a complete sentence.
The Zimbabwean billionaire that is your third cousin wants to give you $875 billion, but you need to send us, $250,000 to get all that money to release it from the Nigerian bank.
You know what's so sad is when they target seniors, and I don't, do you remember when it was like a couple years ago, maybe 3, 4 years ago, when the scams were really big with the Apple gift cards?
Yes. Well,
Okay.
they still do that now.
Oh, do they really?
Oh,
So I
there's a
remember being, and I don't, let me be clear that I don't know the situation. This is just something I observed and I made an assumption. I don't know, and I didn't say anything because I just didn't. But I remember being in the grocery store, and I remember a gentleman, an older gentleman, being there, a senior, and he had a wad of Apple gift cards in his hand, and he was at the register. And I don't know that I would describe him as particularly looking confused, but like frantic, maybe. But he was very. He had a bunch of them in his hand and he was counting them. And I just like my heart sunk because I thought, like, I hope you have 27 grandchildren and they're all getting the same gift for Christmas. Because I would hate to think that, like, he was one of the ones falling for. And I don't know why I didn't say anything, but
our
it's
like
probably not my place, but.
our police blog that comes out, either once or twice a month. I see it in there all the time. I read it, and it was somebody that was scammed by somebody online. The new so AI, all this AI stuff that's going on where people
Crazy, yeah.
recreate their voice, and some people are falling for that now, where they're calling and somehow getting, say, like your kid's voice or a family member,
Yes.
and they're like, I'm in jail right now. I need you to send me this much money so I can get out, blah, blah, blah.
And it sounds
I need.
exactly like them. Yeah. It's
So.
insane. It's like the whole thing with someone put out a Drake song, and Drake's like, that's not my song.
Yeah. No, they're doing that all over the place. This world is getting crazy, man. You can't, unless you come up with a safe word for everybody that you know when they call you. It's like, what's our safe word? Pineapple? Something. It's
Well,
like,
Alexa can hear you anything you say. So, like, I mean, I'm sure someone's gonna, nothing is secret anymore. And it's just not, this world is not nice or kind or fun anymore. You know, when we were kids, like, 70s, 80s, 90s, and something new would come out and it's some like new piece of technology or new game or something. And you'd be like, wow, this is really smart. This is really cool. This
yeah.
is like, the new age. This is super cool.
Right.
And it was just something innovative and fun. But now it's fucking creepy. Now it's a mass invasion of everyone's privacy. It's a mass overtaking of everyone's freedom and free will and freedom of speech and all that encompasses. And it's not fun anymore. Like, it's not like life is just not scary, but it's just like fucked up,
Yeah.
weird.
I mean, I have three of the, Alexas in my house, one of my daughters, one in my office, and one in my living room. Actually, no, I'm sorry, I have four. And then I have another one that's almost like a TV screen. So if I wanted to, say, FaceTime somebody that didn't have like an iPhone, it's right on the screen. So it's like when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I go down and get to the kitchen to get my stuff ready, that screen, the second I walk down, lights up because the camera picks up my motion. It instantly starts throwing advertisements on the screen and this and that. And I'm like, all right, I need to lay that down. And you don't know what they're watching. You don't know who's hacking into what,
Yeah, it's just like, tell me, why are we so blind to see that the ones we hurt are you and me? I mean, the power and the money. The money and the power. Minute after minute, hour after hour.
I'll still never get how you pull these off, like out of the blue. But I know exactly where you're going with it. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I'm kind of like waiting for a song to come out. You are seeing to hit those lyrics at the right point, right time, and yeah. Christ, man.
I love
Yeah, yeah.
it. Well, let's first tell the audience, for those who aren't watching, You have a new look, sir. You look dashing.
Oh, no, it's horrible.
Clean shaven.
I screwed up. I was trimming my mustache and, it broke halfway through.
What'd you use? stick and a piece of
flint. It was just a little trimmer, but the blade that went back and forth, I'm like,
Oh no.
Like, it flew off, and I'm like, not good.
Good thing you were shaving your face and not your.
Yeah. I would have had a scratched up taint or something. That wouldn't have been pretty.
It would have all been one solid connection.
You know what? Hey, I could have easy way to transition.
I have never seen you without no mustache and no beard. I think one time I've seen you with just a mustache.
Okay.
And no beard. But this is the first time in my whole entire life since I've known you since we were six that I've ever seen you without facial hair.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
I mean, you look great. My preference is the facial hair.
Yes.
But you do look good. You look great. You look fresh. Clean shaven. You look professional.
People do tell me that I do look a little younger, but I don't know. I like the beard.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. No.
I like.
I'm joking. You do.
Fuck me, you know, whatever. Yeah.
I'm joking.
Man. Oh. On your show and you come and beat me down, you know.
I have missed you, my friend.
I mean, but you look okay.
Yeah. I have missed you. Well, listen, I'm in no great boat myself. Do not adjust your screens. My face is this large. I have been on so many inhalers the past, I don't know how long, that literally steroid is my middle name.
Are you still dealing with the Canadian wildfires that have been going on?
Let me tell you, most of the smoke is attached to my freaking walls. Oh my gosh, I washed the walls the other day and it was like black. It was just disgusting.
Really?
Yeah, it was gross. And I'm a little bit of a fanatic about cleaning. So I do wash the baseboard. Some people do the broom or the Swiffer.
Yeah.
No, I do a full on like the soap and the dish soap and the sponge and the get out and the So I do the whole full thing. I do want to try the new Zepp products that are out. There's a Zepp wall cleaner that looks really good.
Oh, is that? Yeah. I use that stuff at work. I use like the purple or the orange degreaser.
Yeah, the degreaser one for the toaster oven. I got to get that because, you know, I don't use my oven. I use my oven for storage. But I have a toaster oven that I use frequently.
Yeah, I don't see you being that typical wife. Listen, honey, get in the kitchen and bake me something. You're like...
Yeah. Well, baking, I will. Baking, I can do. Baking, I'm okay with. I don't enjoy it. It's not my thing. You know, I have a lot of other fine qualities. Cooking is not one of them. It's just
burn whatever I make. Well, you know, you're wait. You're still not a meat eater, correct?
No. No, I can order in really well. I can do takeout.
It's such
really
a
well.
Disappointment.
I am thinking of changing my diet.
Okay.
Just for health reasons. I don't know. I'm still on the fence right now. But I'm not opposed to it for a period of time. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, why not? Whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
it's food. It goes in one way, comes out another.
If it's my time, it's my time. You know.
You know what? That in all honesty, that's a lot of stuff that I'm getting to the point with, you know, in life where I'm getting tired of worrying about what's coming next. I'm getting tired of, you know, what could happen or what's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't start just kind of living in the moment, stuff like that, it causes more stress because that, I mean, you see the way that everything's going in the world right now, you know, you can look and your prime minister is a shitbag. Our president's a shitbag.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
the way our country is being run, and now we're probably going to start, World War III because we decided to go over there and start some shit with Iran. And, even though they attacked us, it's still, I don't know. The last thing I need to see is another friggin' war going on. That's another.
Oh, you saw the first two? Yeah.
Yeah. Those were rough.
I know how you like to, meet people from.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know you were that. You really do look young for your age.
Right. I mean, I hop in my time machine. I'll go back. I'll meet them for a little bit. Say hi here and there. And
you know what's funny about that is you actually do have a time machine.
I do have one in my garage. Yes, I do.
Let's talk about that, because you're blowing me away. All your posts, even today, I was like, that is so freaking cool. Tell me about, and tell everybody about, all the amazing, new, wonderful opportunities that you've been capitalizing on and that you've been a part of and all this new stuff, because you set out about a year ago on this 80s chaos journey.
Yeah.
Which I'm so glad you started. And then you got involved with the Back to the Future people, and it's really kind of catapulted you into this like new avenue of life, which is super exciting.
A lot of the stuff, I will get, trust me, I will get around to starting, again, for people who don't know, I ran my, own podcast, and that's kind of like how, besides TikTok and stuff, how Jenny and we all, met. Was I ran a podcast with a partner of mine for about a year and a half, almost 2 years, and kind of got to the point where my partner slowly kept on slacking more and more and just didn't want to do it. And it was just, not that it was hard to do it myself, but the type of stuff that we were talking about kind of took two people to, go back and forth with. So
it was very movie related, right? Like location wise.
Some of the stuff when we tried to switch what we were doing, because a lot of it got into politics and everything else. I wanted to get more into interviewing people. I wanted to get into more of talking about childhood stuff. I mean, obviously you can see behind me, everything is.
Yeah, you're a massive collector.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the slime. I didn't see that Slimer before.
Oh yeah, he's been down there for a while.
Oh, cool.
This is my nice. Newest acquisition.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's awesome. So explain that for people who are just watching and not listening, or sorry, listening and not watching.
This is what I'm going to be fixing up a lot of. It's one of the new life-size Ghostbuster proton packs.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Lights up and everything.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. I just picked it up.
You just bought that?
What's that?
You just bought that?
Yeah.
At a show?
No, I got it from Spirit Halloween.
What is it?
So there's a store that comes around in New Jersey called Spirit Halloween.
Oh, yeah, Spirit. Yeah. Oh, they have this here. Wow.
I didn't know if it was just a new, like a U.S. thing.
No, I've seen them here. Yeah.
Okay. So, basically it was one of, I have the tinier version that they came out with like a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just really... It's cute. It's for little kids. It's great. It sits on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
But this one ran about $250.
Oh, wow.
It's actually a full size pack. There's a lot of things that I'm going to be purchasing for it to upgrade it a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know. It's just something that, again, you can see I'm a big ghost.
Yeah, it's super dope.
Is either Back to the Future, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Little things here and there. But that was one of my newest purchases. But
nice.
Just to give you a glance for anybody that want. I don't know if you can see it. That's my car.
Oh, that's sick. So that's the time machine, the DeLorean.
Yeah.
Wow. And so you've been doing some stuff with that. You've been fixing that up and stuff?
Yeah. So what happened with that is a buddy of mine a friend of mine used to own a General Lee from Dukes Hazzard.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
It was great for him until probably the pandemic when the whole BLM started and everything kind of went down the, crapper.
So is that the same guy that was like the original guy? Like that was his son's car and then he...
No, what do you mean?
Am I thinking of a different store? I thought it was a General Lee. He bought it was a dad who bought it for his son, and then his son passed or something like that, and so he took the car back. And it maybe I'm
Yep.
thinking of a different story, but
Possibly.
yeah,
No,
okay, so.
this one was built from the ground up. But what it came down to, he just happened to see something online, and somebody was asking, "Hey, I'm doing a car show. I'm looking for movie cars." So he turned around and asked me, "You want to go to this car show with me? We'll take the general and we'll go up." And sure, not a problem. I went up there and I met my buddy Tim that owned the time machine, and it
Okay.
was like. What's funny, this is probably about 5 years ago, and it kind of came down to like the guy would not let me sit in his car at all. You know,
No
like, can
way.
sit in the car and take a picture.
And
And he goes, yeah, no.
is that the original one or is that a replica?
No, it's a replica.
Okay.
Everything's a replica.
Okay.
But then it came down to, I said, hey, you know what? If you ever do, you know, a show or something like that, you need help, give me a call. He gives me a call a year later, and that's when I did that 3 day Back to the Future event at one of the movie theaters. So we ended up doing a 3 day event for that, and then from there, you know, I just kept on working on new shows with him. When he started doing the whole thing with the act, you know, we met the actors, we built a relationship with them, and then we started doing signings and. We just kind of came better, you know, friends. And he owns two other companies. He owns a audio video company, which, you know, he makes the TVs come out of the end of your bed or the ceiling or your, you know, whatever.
Wow,
He
nice.
does the really fancy stuff. He does the lighting around your house. And he also owns an auto detailing company. So it's one of those where for a period of time, he was having a little, you know, issue running Doc's time machines, which, you know,
Right,
I'm on
right,
board
right.
right now. And it was basically, here's the keys.
Oh,
Here's the keys.
wow. From not
Here,
sitting in
here.
it to now, here's, I
Yeah.
trust you completely.
Yeah, here's the keys. Here's an email address. Here's access to all the social media. Do what you got to do to get rentals.
Wow.
Fine. So that's why you see a lot more of, you know, the car out. All the videos that I'm putting out lately, I'm getting a bunch of rentals for a lot of different events, like college universities around us.
Cool.
We possibly have something coming up in November at a UWF wrestling event. It's not confirmed, but there it's Back to the Future related. So, you know, it's when you can have the car, people could take pictures, brings more people in. We do birthday parties, we do corporate events, we do everything.
That would be so sick for a corporate event. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Oh my
so
gosh. You know what would be so cool? Oh my gosh, this would be awesome. And let me mention, and
what?
this is not just, well, it's kind of a mini plug, but I have the book sitting right here, which made me think of it. That would be so cool if you did that as a brought that car to a church function and did it like a back in time. And then the pastor could preach about like the biblical times, and it could tie in with the whole time travel of the DeLorean. Okay, no, hear me
Sorry,
out. So, no, because
I
I
think this
just
interview's
read,
over now.
no, because I just read this book, It's About Time,
Okay.
by Floyd Hughes, and so this is Floyd's first fiction style book. I have his other books. This is another book called Act Like an E-Christian. It's really, really good too. But I encourage people to get this one and take a read through this one. But it's about a pastor's struggle within himself. And so he starts questioning, you know, his faith and like what's he doing all this for and everything. And he goes through this journey where God teleports him to different points in time and different parts of the Bible.
Okay.
And he sees through these journeys, through this teleportation, he sees the miracles of God, and so things start to become clearer. But that would be super dope if like a pastor booked that, and you'd have like the DeLorean there, and you could like do time travel and explain the stories.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, well, it works in my head. In my head, it works. So that
Yeah,
would be
sure.
super cool. But yeah, but that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, excuse me. Yeah, no, I've been keeping busy lately. I went to a celebrity convention yesterday.
And that was that the pictures from today that were posted on your Instagram?
Yes.
Okay, because those were super cool. Oh, so, my gosh.
For anybody that I'm also, it's not just Back to the Future, just not Ghostbusters. I'm a big fan of the movie Goonies. What else? Willy Wonka.
Yeah, film in general, I think.
Just eighties in general. 80s, They just don't make movies like they used to. Everybody's like, "Oh, stop living in the past." And it's like, yeah, but when I could watch a movie that's not all CGI and actually has a story to it,
yeah,
you know, I enjoy that a little bit more than, you know, watching, you know, aliens beat each other up or whatever the hell you've got going on. I don't know. I just like those, you know, stories that every
original movie, effects.
Yes, but every
movie, do you think CGI are effects? I don't consider them effects. They're just, I don't know. It's just something about, like, when you watch Jurassic Park and you watch, like, Lethal Weapon and you see something blow up, like you see a car blow up, you're like, whoa, that took coordination and choreography and timing, and that's a special effect. That's cool.
Right.
But when a whole movie is, like, computerized and CGI, it's just,
and everything's in front of a green screen nowadays. It's like they're not even on location. They're in a warehouse, not even on location anywhere. And it's, oh, here, quick, just, you know, stick your hand and poke the tennis ball that's hanging from the wire, and you're punching the guy in the face. Yeah, I don't know. I just, I don't know. It's just, the movies just aggravate me nowadays. But I, real quick, let's go to movies. You heard of the most recent one? You would have to be a fan of the franchise, but it was called Five Nights at Freddy's.
No.
Okay. If you go back farther in my 80s chaos, I did a whole video of my daughter's collection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that the one with, like, the X's for eyes and stuff like that? The little mummy.
Kind of. It's a bear. It's a.
Okay, like, I think I saw it, but I'm not familiar.
A chicken, a fox, a bunny rabbit, and they're all. We used to have it. It was basically a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
It was like the animatronics.
Right.
So, the whole story. You know, one of the guys basically kills a bunch of kids that go missing and puts their souls into these animatronics.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but it's creepy though. If you turn around in YouTube, you know, FNAF, Five Nights at Freddy's animatronics, mm-hmm. they turn around and they built these life-size animatronics that literally walk, move, do whatever. I mean, it's the most impressive set of animatronics that I've ever seen. I've never seen, like, ones actually walk.
Scarier than Chucky?
They could have made this movie a lot gorier and scarier, but it was obviously meant for a certain age bracket.
Right.
But still, the game has a lot of jump scares where things jump out at you, and a lot of the games, like, it's all virtual reality type stuff. So when you're wearing this stuff, you feel like you're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're peeking around corners and things are jumping out at you, and just like you see on all those fail videos when people fall down or they think, oh, I can jump. You're diving into the ground or the walls or I don't know. They're stupid. But old movies like that. So I ended up getting a chance to meet about 9 or 12 of some of my favorite actors from earlier, you know, 80s TV shows and movies.
The one that impressed me right out the gate was the Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Oh, my stars. That was impressive. I don't know why, but I didn't think that those actors were still around. I'm sorry. I don't know why.
What's that?
I didn't think some of those actors were still around. I don't know why I thought that. That's my bad. But when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, that is incredible. And so, they signed. Did I see that you actually had a golden ticket that they signed?
I've got a golden ticket. Peter Ostrom, that was also, Paris Thiemann and Julie Dawn Cole.
Veruca Salt.
You had Charlie, you had Mike TV, and Veruca Salt. But
Wow.
yeah, I have a.
Daddy, I
I
want
want it now. Yeah, so
it
I
now.
have my
Oh, that's so cool.
golden ticket,
Hold
and
that up just a little bit higher. Yeah, that's, yeah. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. An actual golden ticket signed by all of the actors. That is super dope.
yeah,
Did they
there's
have those there or did you buy them?
no, I've had these.
Oh, you've had them for a while. Wow,
Yeah,
nice.
and the same
And
thing
then they
I
just
got
signed them
at
when you were there. Oh, the
yeah, I got
actual
Peter signed at
bar.
Wonka
That's so cool. Oh my
Bar.
gosh, that's a great collector's piece.
Yeah,
Now, will you frame that or what will you do with that? Will you put that in a shadow box or something?
so what I'm gonna do is I also have the gold the second movie with Johnny Depp. Did you ever see
Oh,
that with
yeah. I
Charlie and
that
the
was
Chocolate
scary to
Factory?
watch. That
Yeah,
was.
so like I had this is the golden
Oh,
ticket from
cool.
this is the one from the second movie.
Nice.
So I want to get a hard case like this that
Yep.
screws it in for that one.
Where do you get cases like that?
Probably online. I don't remember where it came from, but you can get we have hobby stores around here that
Okay,
you buy stuff or get them online. A lot of these things too are actually sometimes for baseball cards and stuff.
Oh,
You know,
true,
to have
yeah.
something expensive, put it in, and it keeps it, perfectly flat. That's why it screws in and everything. And
I
but
want to get some like shadow boxes for my marathon medals.
okay.
I'm doing another marathon right now. I'm about halfway done. It's the they call it the Jesus Trail one, but it's like 67 kilometers total is the one that I'm doing, the trek through Israel.
Yeah, you use kilometers. What is that in miles?
Oh my, gosh, let me tell you. Actually, I can look it up. But anyways, it's through Conqueror Challenge, and
Well, I do metal chasers.
oh, it's probably like the same thing. It's like a virtual
Yeah,
marathon, and then you
that's where I
just
do. That's
track.
where I get all my Back to the Future medals from, and I do like 5Ks stuff like that. Something simple. I mean, you can do whatever you want. You only pay one price, but.
You pay for the journey, whatever it is, and then you track your distance, and every day you can add to it whatever. And then when you finish it, you complete it, and then you post all your distances, and you send it away, and then they will send you your medal.
Oh, really? See,
So,
mine gets sent to me right away.
oh, really?
Yeah, but see,
Wow.
the
That's
quick.
not encouraging to walk the distance. I guess you have to just. Oh, those are cool. Oh, those are really nice.
Yeah, so then.
They're such good quality, high quality
Oh
metals.
my
Like, they're
God,
really
are they?
impressive. They're so nice.
Yeah,
Let
they're
me do this and see
quick.
kilometers. 67. So 41 miles, 42 miles.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really, really impressive. And I just find it encouraging to like it because for me, giving myself that extra little bit of motivation and push to do something is important for me in terms of exercise. So I just find them really, really motivating. And the way they do it, the Conqueror's Challenge, is if you so for every so many kilometers you go, you reach like a postcard point. And then they'll send you a postcard. I think the original owner is actually done all of these treks and he's taken pictures along the way. And so
Okay.
you get those actual pictures and the postcards of like the places that he's been on
Oh,
those.
wow.
And then for every, I think, 10 or 20 kilometers you go, you plant two trees. So that's kind of cool too. So I love that about this particular place.
That's different. What does that normally run you for that whole thing?
They're all different, and I think. Let me see. They're all around. I think I paid $50 for this one, and that's for the metal and for the shipping and tax.
Oh yeah. See, I paid I think 20 or 25 bucks for money.
Yeah, so it's probably $30 American. It's
Okay.
50 Canadian, right? So probably like $30 American. But they have all kinds of different ones. They have let me see if I can show you. So that's the one that I'm doing now. I don't know if you can see it.
Little
If it's
pink.
kind of glaring, right? But I've completed three so far. I did the Mount Kilimanjaro one, and that
Yes, I
was,
remember that.
yeah, that was a couple years ago. That was 97 kilometers. Then I did the Inca Trail, that was 42 kilometers, and then I did the Mount Fuji one, which was 74 kilometers. So total distance so far I've done is 237 kilometers
Wow.
so far. Yeah, which is pretty wild to think about.
Pretty impressive.
But they have a new Scooby-Doo one. That looks really cool. Let me see if I can show you. I hope it doesn't glare, but it's like, let me see, I'll show you this medal. It's kind of a wicked medal. It's kind of, I think it glows in the dark too.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, but that one's 80 kilometers.
I like that.
Yeah, that one's 80 kilometers. And let me see how much it is.
They come up with some really cool stuff.
And it's 49 US.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry?
No, it's wow. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
surprising that it costs that much.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I guess it's more. Well, 49. 49 US, yeah, so it would be like 60, 65 Canadian.
It might, like I say, if you get a chance, it's called Metal Chasers.
Metal
Take a look at that.
Chasers.
Yeah, it's the
Okay,
same
I'll take a look.
concept, probably a little cheaper, you know.
Okay.
But like I said, a lot of times they just you're basically buying the metal. You know, you tell them, you know, on the website how far, you know, you want to do you a marathon, half marathon, 5K,
Right.
10K, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, and then they send it to you. So there's a lot of times where I would take my medals and I won't open them and display them
Until you finish it.
until I
Okay,
complete
that's
it.
good.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so I
that's
would
good.
literally take it and all right, cool, I got the package. I'd put it in my drawer, and then when, you know, it's like, okay, I'm gonna go do it now. I'll
Yeah.
do the whole thing, come back, open it up, and then, you know,
Oh,
I
that's a good way to do it too. Yeah,
and then added
that's
it to
good.
my collection.
I
So
really would like to do the my friend Polo has like a run and brunch event. I'm trying to get my dad to go to it. He's in Atlanta.
okay.
And they do
I
like
thought they were in
running.
Florida. So I thought your parents were in Florida.
No, my parents are in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my friend's in Atlanta as well.
Okay.
So they're about an hour-ish apart. But my friend P has this running group that he does, and so when I go to visit my parents, I'd really love to like go down and check that out and spend the afternoon with them. And they do like every Tuesday or Thursday they do a running group. They do like 3 miles, and then once a month they do this thing called run and brunch,
Okay.
where it's like a mile run, and then they do like a nice little vegan brunch after. So that's kind of cool.
Vegan
Yeah.
sounds appetizing.
Delicioso.
Have some tofu. Yeah.
I know we kind of diverted for a second, but you're talking about scary stuff and scary movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, I don't know if you have Netflix and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but have you seen the Fall of the House of Usher?
No, I haven't heard Usher since the early 90s.
Not
Oh wait, no, not
that
that. Yeah, no.
Usher. You got it bad. No, do not sleep on this series. It is binge-worthy. It is captivating. It's full of symbolism, and it is incredibly genius. The characters are broad. The depth of their acting is superb. It is absolutely 10 out of 10. Amazing. Don't sleep on that series. If you haven't seen it yet, I highly encourage you to watch it. It was I thought it was great. I'm probably going to rewatch it at some point as well, but
It's
very, very good.
Carla Gugino. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah, how do you say her last name? Carla G
Gugino or
Gugino?
Gugino? Yeah.
How do you spell it?
Gugino.
Yeah, sounds like Gugino to me. She's been in a lot of
Mark
movies and
Hamill's in it.
a lot of bit parts. Yeah, Mark Hamill, which I didn't even re when I saw the character, I was
And
like,
Henry Thomas. Oh, he was
yes.
E.T.
Yeah.
Elliot.
Yes, it's a really phenomenal cast. And
Okay.
when I saw Mark Hamill's character, I was like, he plays it so well. You don't even reckon. I thought, I know this. Where? Who is that? And I would never have guessed Mark Hamill. And he does a phenomenal job. He's kind of like the cleaner,
Okay.
in the storyline. And I can't even tell you anything about it because if I tell you any one thing about it will ruin it. You just got to watch it. It's amazing. It's amazing. It
Good.
is a little like
Now I'm
scary.
out.
It's what?
I said, then stop talking about it.
Yeah.
No, that no. I'll definitely. I'm not really a Netflix person. I don't know. I've never really got into shows like that, but
Yep.
I like some of the cast, so I definitely
Yep.
think I'll check that out.
The acting is phenomenal. Now it's a, like it's a little the language in there is a little it's so if you're very persnickety or touchy about language and about certain words and terminology, I mean, you might find it a bit abrasive, a bit shocking, a
I
bit
use just
crass.
about every word that I use on a daily basis.
Yeah. but I think the storyline and the message and the acting overrides all that. It's just it's incredible. I really enjoyed it. It's a good and evil type of
Okay.
thing. Yeah, I'll say that. I'll say that much, but it's really good.
Me.
So you met so who else did you meet at this function? Yeah, let's get back to that 'cause that's you had some great pictures and
Yeah,
I'm
I
excited
ended
for you.
up meeting the entire cast of A Christmas Story.
Oh, did you see the leg lamp? Did they bring the leg lamp?
You had people who br I have my own leg lamp.
Course you do. How would you
Course I
not have a leg lamp?
do. I have my it's in my closet. I don't pull it out until Christmas, but
Was
I
like gonna
used
say
to
it's in
have
the
it out
bathroom.
here. Yeah, I used to have it out here all the time, but it's back in the box. No, I mean from Ralphie, Flick, Schwartz, Randy, Grover Dill,
Wow.
Scott Farkas,
Excuse you?
exactly. Scott Farkas. He was the one,
Yeah.
he was the one who had the the hat on with the like the raccoon tail or whatever that or fox tail
Oh, yeah.
hat, and
Yeah, the bad kid.
He's the one who got beat up by Ralphie. Say
Yeah.
uncle, say uncle.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was they were all there. Obviously, not Ma Parker because she doesn't come out to anything anymore. She li literally lives on some secluded island somewhere where she's kind of living out her life,
Oh, well, good for her.
and
Yeah, off
obviously,
the grid. Yeah, good for her.
Melinda doesn't come out anymore. And obviously Darren McGavin, who passed away years ago. And the
He
thing
definitely wasn't there.
tie in with this movie is I was named after Darren McGavin.
No way, were you really? Is that a true
Yes,
story?
one of my mother's favorite actors, and she chose the name Darren McGavin. And the first time I ever saw A Christmas Story, and I read the credits afterwards, and it said the old man Darren McGavin. I'm like. And then my mom turned around and said, "That's who you were named after." I'm like, "Perfect." So I've always got I'm big into this film. I've
Oh, that's a
loved it
sweet
since the
story.
beginning. I've been out to Cleveland. I've been to the house. I've been
Oh,
inside.
wow.
I've done everything. It's in the closet, but I do have a Red Ryder BB gun and
No
everything else.
way. Have you
Yeah,
seen the Home Alone house?
I was able to take one of the new posters.
Oh, that is so wicked. Oh, that's so
Yeah,
nice.
and I got them all to sign it.
Wow, yeah. So for those who are just listening, Darren's just showing up a poster of the movie, A Christmas Story, and it's all signed by all the
Yeah,
actors.
this is
That's
from
so
the second
nice.
one. They did a Christmas Story Christmas. I don't know if you were
Okay.
able to catch the newest movie that they did. It was basically that they're all grown up now and they all kind of come back to Cleveland, where the
Yeah.
house is, and it's all about where they are now.
Yeah.
And these little weird stories of trying to do another Christmas and all that other stuff. It was funny. Obviously, it'll never be as good as the original.
Right.
Yeah, it was really good. So I got, getting to meet all of them. The only person that I wasn't allowed to take an actual photo with was Peter Billingsley, who was Ralphie.
Oh.
I don't,
Why
obviously he.
is that? They do. Some don't lie. I know. Sally Field was like that when I met her. But for some reason she let me take a photo with her.
Yeah,
But yeah.
I don't know. I was able to, I don't know. I was able to take that.
Yeah, he's just you, a picture of him signing your poster.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. That's the glare on these lights, but yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, but besides that, like, I don't know if
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
everybody else, allowed me to take,
Oh,
photos.
the Eric Estrada too. I saw that picture.
Yes.
That is wicked.
So that was a big thing where I had just finished the entire day and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I met everybody that I wanted to. I'm walking through and I see the guys from Chips and I'm like, don't spend any more money. I can't do it. I live half an hour from the show. So I went home, I did a whole bunch of, I raked the leaves in front of my house. I cleaned up. So I'm sitting there going,
It's haunting you.
yes.
Yes. Yep. I hear you.
So
I
I
feel
turned
it.
around and said, I'll be right back. So
Yeah.
I turned, and I made sure that I kept my wristband on that, from me paying.
Yes.
Normally you leave, you rip the stuff off, throw it away. For some reason,
You
something
throw
said,
those away? You
yeah.
throw those away?
What would you like me to do with it?
You don't keep those and put them in a memory album?
No.
Oh my gosh. Oh, my heart just sank down to my
It's
bottom.
just a cheesy little wristband with a couple, it
Oh.
was white with a couple stars on it. I mean, it's
Oh.
actually still probably on my table, but I mean, it's not that
Okay.
much.
Okay. To each their own. Okay.
Oh, are you that sentimental type person?
Yeah,
That's,
I'm very much that. Yeah.
oh God.
Yeah.
No, there's certain things that I will save and risk. I don't make, stuff like that. I don't know. So yeah, I decided and I went and I'm like, something tell me to keep it on. So I said, all right.
Yep.
And I drove all the way back and I got Robert Pine, who was the sergeant, Eric Estrada and Larry Wilcox, which is obviously 7 Mary 3, 7 Mary 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, John and Ponch. They were amazing. Some of these celebrities that I seen. So
Incredible.
do you remember what's the movie with Alicia Silverstone where she wears all pink and
Clueless?
Clueless? Okay, Stacey Dash, who was her friend?
Yes,
Yeah, okay.
yes.
She was there.
Oh, cool.
Head down the entire time. People are
Oh.
paying for her autograph and her she was basically,
Oh my goodness. Really?
oh yeah, head down signing. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. And I'm like,
Oh wow, that's
why don't you conversate with these people? They're
yeah.
spending enough money for you to write your name on, like, I even look at it now, like, why am I spending money on somebody to write their name on something
Yeah.
and take a picture with them? They're normal people. But then to me,
Isn't
like,
that wild? Isn't that wild,
yes.
Darren? That there are people like you and me that just happen to be on a medium called television, and then all of a sudden our perception of them is that they are greater people.
No, I don't look at
Like
I
it's in, isn't that wild how that's that it's now they're famous. So what's
yes.
famous?
But I
You
look at it
know?
the only people that I will get stuff from, like I walked past Emmanuel Lewis, who was Webster.
Oh my gosh, I would cry.
I walked past Danny Glover, from Lethal Weapon. He was there.
What?
Yeah, Danny Glover was there.
I have to, I have to go with you next time you go to. You guys seem to have a lot of these like celebrity Comic-Con things in New Jersey. You guys have a
Oh
ton of
yeah,
them.
we have a ton of them.
You.
Let me see.
That's amazing because we don't have that. We have one or two in trying to hear. Oh my gosh, stop it. I'm looking at a picture of Danny Glover on your phone right now. Oh my gosh, you walked by Danny Glover. Are you insane?
Yeah, but he wanted way too much. He wanted like 80 or 90 bucks
for an autograph.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Because like when we have a
Webster.
Oh wow, Webster. So we when we have like a Comic-Con here or whatever the thing, whatever the con thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you buy a ticket.
Yeah.
To get in, and then I guess whatever they have different shows that you could like. So if the actors speak, you would pay for that venue or whatever.
Yeah,
but I think autographs and stuff you don't pay for, but.
Oh no! Yeah, you definitely.
I don't know.
You pay for every autograph.
So how does it work when you go to one of these? Like, how, like, what's the deal?
So it, me, since I did the early bird, I went in, it opens at 10 o'clock, but I went at 9.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to get in line because yeah. I knew that the cast from Willy Wonka was going to be big. Same thing with The Christmas Story. They were both in the same hallway in this hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I paid an extra 10 bucks to get in. So it was like 50 bucks to get in. Mm-hmm. But then each individual person will do like a $40 autograph, $40 picture. Okay.
Oh, and it's separate.
And it's not like, yeah, a lot of people that take the pictures, it's not just one picture. It's like they'll take three or four this way, three or four that way. And then,
okay.
You know, like, so you get a bunch of pictures out of it.
Okay.
But then normally, so it's like, all right, $80 to get the autograph and the photo.
Right.
So a lot of times they turn around, we'll do the combo for 60. So they take off 20. They take off 20 bucks.
Yeah.
So like I said, each person ends up being like 60 bucks. But like I said, Danny Glover right off the bat, $80. No, plus $40 for a photo.
Oh wow.
So he was doing combos for $120. You had Jenny Garth from 90210.
Yes.
She was 140 for a combo.
I saw her just do a big Comic-Con thing, like a Beverly Hills 90210 thing.
Yeah, so
you know, I want to hear a funny story about Jenny Garth.
Sure, I do.
Funny story. But my best friend in high school, her brother was an actor, and he was just an up and coming actor when my friend and I were in high school, ended up becoming, you know, Peter Facinelli. Peter Facinelli, he did the Twilight movies, just Can't Hardly Wait. He was the doctor in the Twilight movies.
I don't think I've seen any.
Peter Facinelli? Have you seen Twilight?
No.
Okay, then maybe you wouldn't know.
No. Was he in anything else?
He was in Can't Hardly Wait with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What how do you spell his last name?
It's F-A-S or C-E-N.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
All right. I know who he is.
Yeah. So
yes.
He married Jenny Garth. He married Jenny Garth and they had three girls.
Got divorced in 2013.
Yes. They are divorced now. So he is my friend at the time. That's her cousin. So she went to the wedding and she has a picture of Jenny, her and Jenny Garth from the wedding. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's cool, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of TV shows, did you just hear about Schwimmer from David Schwimmer from Friends?
Matthew Perry, you mean?
Yeah.
Matthew Perry. Yes, I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Chandler. Matthew Perry, I'm sorry. Yeah. Not David Schwimmer, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is so sad, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, so something with a cardiac arrest or something in his hospital.
Well, you know, the drugs will do that to you.
They said he was drug-free. They said that there was no drugs in his system.
There's no foul play in the incident, but the drug use over that long period of time weakens the heart muscle.
Yeah.
You see it a lot with like people who do coke. Even after they recover, they can be clean for like a few years, 5 years, 10 years. And then their heart is just so weak that they, all right. Yeah. I'm getting a little uncomfortable. Yeah. Anyways, but there's lots of technology out there, and people are really, really healthy these days. So there's. What are you going to do with all your collectibles when you
I don't know. I'm put a for sale sign, you know. Big yard sale of 80s movies collectibles.
Well, Matthew Perry wrote a book, and I just looked it up today on because I don't have it yet, and I want to tell you about books too. And I thought it was an old book, but it's a new book. It says pre-order on Amazon. I thought this book was out a year or two ago. Was it not? Am I not lucid? Like, what's?
You're saying
I don't know.
Matthew Perry's book? Wait.
Yeah, I thought he had written this book like a couple years ago, but it says brand new and pre-order on Amazon. So I don't know. Maybe they were just, maybe he was just talking. I don't know, but people have read it, so I don't know. I'm confused about the
Yeah,
date of
that
the
was
book.
2022. Friend, was it Friends, Lovers, and Big Terrible Things?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2022.
2022?
Yeah.
Why do you say it like that?
I'm sorry.
It was the year 2022 when I
All right, 20, sorry, 2020. 2022.
back in the year 1998.
What? That just goes back to TikTok where those kids were making those videos. Yeah, if you were born in the 1900s,
Yeah.
I was born in the late 1900s, you know.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they can't wipe their own ass, but they can make a TikTok.
No, they don't need to. We can go back to an old show. They can go back to using litter boxes and everything else that
Oh
they've
my gosh, that's hilarious. Oh, it's and it's gotten worse since then.
Yeah.
We won't even get into it, but the world has gotten worse since the litter box. Anyways, I want to get his book and read it because apparently it's really, really, really good.
What is it just about his addiction and everything, or?
About his life, his addiction, and his, time, I guess, obviously, on friends and relationships that he made, lost, and all the things he went through. It's a memoir, so
Ah,
yeah.
memoirs.
I was just gonna say, do you say memoir or do you say
It's a memoir or the
that?
memoir?
No, that's the correct way to say it, memoir. That is because it's a French word. That's the correct, but I don't say it. I never say it that way. I just memoir. I say it wrong.
Maybe
Yeah. So, but
you like snails and garbage, come to France.
I started a book review. That's something new that I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah,
Did you s
what
yeah.
besides your two religious books that you were just speaking about before, what else have your what else are you reading?
Well, I've always been a reader, a voracious reader. I think you know that. I've always been a lover of books. I have many. Most of my, I read everything. So I don't have a particular genre that I stick to.
Okay.
Most of my books just so happen to be medical, psychology, and like autobiography style. Those are the ones that I really do love. But I read everything. Like I have
Nerdy stuff.
Everything. I have a book in my saved folder of like the way circuits work.
Oh.
Like, okay, but I'll read it. I have a book on the science of bread. Like, why? I don't know, but I'll read it. So, I try to read
You need yeast. Where can I get yeast?
it's the actual, they break it down like chemically, like it's like the chemical process, like they it's kind of fascinating. But anyways, I
Trying to
try
get
to read.
smart in the process too, right?
It's what?
You're trying to get smart in the process too, right?
Oh, well, I am smart, Darren. I'm not trying.
I'm
So, I
just
just
sorry.
say yes, reading is a great way to improve your IQ and
Reading
your
is fundamental. Yes.
not only your IQ but your EQ, your emotional quotient as well too.
Like my ADD kicks in, and it's all like I'm already down, the first page, and then it's like, oh, look, squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. I've never been able to, and even like It could be a book, and I know exactly word for word. It could be Back to the Future. Could be something that I know that I'm really interested in. And I'll sit there and, yeah.
So audiobooks are great then for you. Like audiobook, like I don't like to read books on like a Kindle or anything. I prefer the actual physical book, but I
Right.
love audiobooks too. But I try to read a couple of books a week.
Ooh.
And yeah, at least one, if not a couple books a week. And now there are times when I'm just too busy and I don't have time to read at all. So there are those times. But when I have time, I try to down a couple of books at a time. And I don't read just one book at a time and finish it and then go to the next one. I read like two or three at a time. So I'll read like, I don't know, a quarter of one book and I'll put that down and then I'll pick up another one and read. I just find it's more efficient that way, and then you don't get stuck in the lull of staying with one thing. Because I do too get distracted, and I want change. So
You
I
read
like doing it that. What's that?
those romance novels with Fabio
No,
Upper.
that's never really interested me that much. But I just find reading that way, I'm able to accomplish like two books, three books at a time.
Yeah.
When you're done, because you're reading them all on the same. Anyways, whatever. But I found this a girl on TikTok was talking about this place called Book Outlet. They
Okay.
have it in the US, but they have it in they're situated in Canada, so it's bookoutlet.com or bookoutlet.ca. All of the books, Darren, I nearly shit myself. I was so excited. All of the books are at least minimum 50% off.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay.
And if you spend like $50, you get free shipping, which is easy to do. $50, not hard to spend on books.
Get excited over books. I know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
I might go as a bookmark. But I'm bum. But
Okay.
I got some really great books. I got Arnold Schwarzenegger's new book.
Okay.
I'm
Yeah,
ha
a friend of mine went into a signing of
No
his a few
way.
years ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Ended up getting
I'd love to meet him.
his book signed. So.
I would love to meet him. It's incredible. The book is phenomenal. I highly recommend it. I'm halfway through it.
You
So
should
good.
read it.
Yeah. Come to me if you want to read.
Want to read.
It's so good. But yeah, I got a bunch of books. I'll do some tick. So anyways, all that to say is I've now started doing like book reviews that I'm gonna do post little videos on like a book talk thing on TikTok and on Instagram. I put out the little ask on Instagram stories to see if anybody would be even interested in me doing that. And 100% yes. So I was
I
like,
saw you
great.
did one already. Did you get any likes or at least some interaction on there about it?
Yeah,
Like,
people are interested. So I thought what I would do is just encourage people to read too and get people interested in books and to also, like make people aware of, some self-publishers and some, people who aren't necessarily famous but are writing great books and great literature to promote them as well too. What I thought I would do is every book that I do a review on, I'll also give a copy of that book away.
ooh,
So
look
yeah, why not, right? And so it promotes reading and gets people interested in books. So I've already given away a copy of this book, It's About Time by Floyd Hughes.
now, is that something that you can do something by trying to get in touch with some of the writers and stuff and say, hey, I run a show, I'll be doing different book reviews, would you be interested in possibly say giving, instead, not saying so it doesn't need to come out of your pocket, but hey, I do a show, I'd like to give a couple of your books away to listeners and
So I actually I'm paying for the books that are going out.
okay.
Yeah, so it's just something I just decided to do. So every book that I review, I'm going to give away a copy to people who are interested. Just one copy, like not 50 copies, just one copy. But Floyd actually sent me this copy to read for myself for free. So I do want to say that this was a complimentary copy. And I do have some authors that will send me some books from time to time, just because they know I love to read. And they've got new books coming out, and I love that. So, and I've sent some of my books out for free too. So I have a couple of books on Amazon and some journals that I've written. So I like to give those away too. So, but I just thought it would be kind of a fun thing to do, get people involved in reading, and, you know, an incentive to take a look at some of the authors that are out there. But yeah, so that's a long way of saying I'm doing book talk.
Book talk. It's got a weird, not a weird, but a different ring to it. Book talk.
Yeah. And it's gotten me a little bit more, you know, it gets me excited about reading. I've in the past, I've taught like classes on teaching kids and adults how to read too. There's a lot of people that still, you know, in this world that we live in that struggle with reading or don't know how to read or have never read in their life. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's good. Keeps you occupied. Like I said, I'm not really the reader. You know, was never. I don't know. Never. I never found anything that really like pulled me in. Either I think it's because I have the problem with, you know, my kid too. Like my imagination is crap. You know, I don't know. I do. I have problems like pretending to do stuff. Like, here, we're going to play school. Can you just pretend to be a student? And it's like, I'll just sit there. Well, now you have to pretend to be a student, you know, and it's just stuff like, and it's like, I don't know. For some reason, I just either can't get into it or my whole, I don't know. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, I wasn't a reader when I was a kid. Like the style of parenting in my house was sit your kid in front of the TV and leave them there until it's time to eat or go to school. So that was the style of parenting in my house. So I watched a lot of TV and a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a reader as a kid, but when I got older, I was probably like in my teens. And then I read Ellen DeGeneres's book. It was a comedy. It was one of her first books that I think was her first book that she ever wrote. And I read it and I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever read in my life. And then and I thought, well, that was pretty interesting. I wonder what else is there. And I just started reading from there. And it's just, yeah. So that's kind of how I got into it. You have to find something you're interested in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like you with collectibles. It's something you're interested in. So you always have a passion for it and it keeps evolving and it keeps growing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm more, you know, visual.
Visual, yeah. You
know, like, I can see it. If I can pick it, like, all right, it's got stuff. I will pick this up, read what it says, and, you know, look at it, read everything else that's on there. It's like me, like, physically, you know, I don't know. Obviously, a book is physical, and I can read on there, but I just think it's a constant, you know, okay, let's, you know. I just can't get it in my head, like, ooh, what's going to happen next? Don't go through that door. You might get killed. You know? Great. It's another horror movie. The blonde girl's going to trip over the stump and she's going to get stabbed in the back. I mean,
she runs up the stairs instead of out of the house. Yes.
Yeah. She runs into the garage with all the hanging chainsaws, knives, and saws, you know, and hides behind the meat grinder. Oh no, she's not gonna die. Yeah.
So did you meet anybody else, or that was the extent of the day? That was a long day. Do you line up in every line for that? Like,
yeah, it all depends on. So some of the lines, you know, are short. I went on, you know, Saturday morning, where a lot of people go, but a lot of people don't. So it's the event's always a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yep. The thing is, a lot of people go on Friday because sometimes you'll get a celebrity, we'll get sick and only be there that Friday and it has to leave. Mm-hmm. So they think, okay, well, if I get there that day, I'm good. But a lot of people will get there, you know, either take the day off thinking nobody's going to be there because people are working. But no, a lot of people take off to go to these.
So how long is the lineup usually? It depends on the who's there to see who, but
depends on who's there.
Generally.
The longest that I waited in line was 3 hours, and that was for Christopher Lloyd's signature.
Wow.
To meet him, to have him sign my hoverboard. Yeah, that was like about 3 hours that I waited in line.
He's really good friends with Tony Danza.
Yeah.
Who just liked a comment that I left on his page.
Really?
I know. I was super stoked. I posted it. I was like, and I had to look too, because sometimes it'll say, oh, so-and-so liked your post. And then you go and it's like a fake account that's like a fan page of blah, blah, blah. It was the real deal. And I was like, no way.
So oh, that's
was
cool.
kind of, yeah, that was cool to me.
Yeah,
I would love to have him on the show. Oh my gosh.
So after I posted all my chips photos and stuff on Instagram, I actually, I don't know if you can see it, but I actually got a follow back from Eric Estrada.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
I literally posted it, and all of a sudden I see a notification. It was like, Eric Estrada official started following you. I'm like, oh,
oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah. It's a good time. You know, one of the next ones that's coming up, I'll have my time machine at.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the ones after that. We've been working with the guys who run the companies to, you know, kind of get us into a rotation. One of the main things of, you know, doing that, of actually having, if you don't have anybody from Back to the Future there, it's kind of like, all right, people see the car, but we make our money a lot too on photographs.
Right.
So if you have the celebrity there and you work out a deal with them, okay, you know, at this time and this time, people will pay a certain amount. They'll come out to, just say it's $100. Okay. Right. So you'll come out, you'll get $50. We get $50. You know, they take the picture, they print it out, and, you know, you get a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if there's nobody there, there's people that come out and take photos of the car, but nobody that's going to really pay to stand next to it. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
You know, when certain actors are there, then, you know, it makes it better, and it makes us puts more some money in our pocket, because then we can work out a deal where... Was it one of the sayings that I've just learned says, if it doesn't make dollars, it has to make sense.
It has to make sense.
And I sat there, and that was my buddy Tim. He explained that to me. He was like, if you're doing something like that and you're, say, renting out the car and you're not making dollars, but you're bringing it, say, for free to an event to show around, it's got to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you bringing it there?
Yeah, it's your time. Yeah.
Is it going to help? Is it going to help out the business? Are you potentially going to get more customers from showing? You know what I mean? So,
are you still doing the DJing thing too? Are you still DJing?
Yes, I am. I'm booked like crazy. So,
Good for you.
There's just so much stuff that I do. I have no time to wipe my own ass.
Yeah. Well, great news is, you know, you can use the kitty litter. So, that's an option.
Yeah.
I would love to go to one of these Comic Cons with you just to have that experience of going with you and like seeing it through your eyes and just getting the lay of the land, kind of, so to speak. I've never been to one. So I've always, any celebrity I've ever met has either been on the show or I've met them in person, like singularly, just out and about. But I would love to go. Yeah. And I would love to go with you and just like, experience
I can do is, well, normally Chiller Theater, it's the same time, you know, every year, like the end of October. But also HorrorCon is kind of small. HorrorCon really isn't that big of an event.
Yeah, that's not really my vibe.
Yeah, they maybe have 20 to 25 celebrities there from different horror genre movies.
Yeah.
But they there's one in Rhode Island. I would love to go. It's like 3.5 hours from my house.
Uh-huh.
It's Rhode Island Comic Con. And that's where a lot of the big celebrities go.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not just talking like, I'm not saying the people that I didn't meet were big celebrities, but these are like the ones that you see in the movies now.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. A lot of these chiller theaters are Well,
From our childhood memories. Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
A lot of them are from, say, older, generation
Yeah.
stuff. You do
Experienced
get
actors. Yeah.
some new people. Was it not Matt Dillon. One of the other Dillons, I think his brother or something was at oh
Not
crap.
sure. What movie was it?
I
Don't remember.
don't know.
Oh, you know who I saw in your pictures, what I thought was really cool? The Spike from Back to the Future, the girl.
Oh, Darlene, she
Yeah.
was sorry, Kevin Dillon. He was
Okay.
in Entourage, NYPD Blue,
Oh, okay.
24, Platoon.
Yeah.
Frances Fisher was there also.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah,
She
she
is
looks
great.
old as anything.
Okay, well, maybe don't say that out too loud because we might want to meet her.
Sorry.
She's gorgeous.
Who else? Brett
Spike,
Butler was there.
sorry to go back, but Spike looks gorgeous now. She's she looks
Darlene
she's
Bovo.
beautiful.
Yes. And not realizing, all that I'm spotting. So I was going through the Wikipedia. So I posted that stuff on Facebook also.
Okay.
And the first comment like that I got on it, and the first heart that I got as a
Yeah.
hey, I'm here, was from her.
Oh, that's
I
so
can't even
great.
find my Facebook, and I guess it was because I tagged the event,
Yes.
so she was looking up anything from that event. And then I went to her Facebook page. I liked a whole bunch of her stuff, but we were talking, and a couple of the people, Harry Waters, who's Marvin Berry and everything else, we're all good friends with, telling her about that. And I was like, we were just I was just my buddy was just with Harry. He just did a thing on Broadway. I was just with him a couple of weeks before that, in Pennsylvania, and doing a whole bunch of stuff. And she goes, he's a great, great. So it's like we had that common bond where, she worked with him and stuff on the film, and now I'm kind of working with him afterwards, but knowing that she was on CSI, she was on Pacific Blue,
So cool.
she was on an episode of Full House where she kissed Dave Coulier. Yeah.
Who
Like,
hasn't?
better watch out. Somebody might write a song about you.
Song about yeah.
You ought to know.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, no, she was definitely, a sweetheart.
Yeah,
It's very
she's cool.
appreciative of the conversation. Like I said, how some of them were just, yeah, here's your thing, and on to the next.
Yeah.
When you have people like that actually wanted to talk to you
Yeah,
and
you know
wanted to know,
who's like that as well, who's really gracious, is R Ramsay, Chef Ramsay, Gordon
Really?
Ramsay. Yeah, I met him. He signed like a little barbecue, like wood, one of those wooden barbecue flipper thingies. Anyways, what's it called? I don't cook. What's it called? Spatula? Sure, we'll go with
Yes,
that. Anyways, I met him and
that thing that flips the dead carcass of the animal
the
on the
flipping thing, the
coals.
flippy thingy,
Yeah,
yeah.
the flippy thing. Yeah.
I met him and we chatted for a few minutes and he was so lovely. And we were talking about health and I was telling him about my career in nutrition and he asked about my website. Like he asked about my website. He's like, "Oh, how do you spell it?" And I was like, literally, like in my head, I'm like, seriously, you're not gonna go to my website, but it's so nice of you to ask. Like,
Well,
but
and that was the
sometimes they
whole.
do. Sometimes they do. They do. They go and look and look you up and stuff. And it was just such a lovely conversation. And I had taken a picture, and the picture didn't come out well. And so I ended up coming back around, and I said, "I'm really sorry, but I would love to have a picture with you." And this didn't come out. Like, is it possible? He's like, "Oh, damn, yeah, for sure, get it in here." And he was just so lovely and so nice and so polite and so just gorgeous. And yeah, it
Yeah.
some people are really,
Oh yeah.
really great, and some people are not that way. And I mean, I guess you can kind of understand it sometimes too. I mean, when you're famous, yeah. I don't know, like the whole world is at you all the time. Like I'm sure sometimes you just don't feel like being a part of it,
The
right?
real world, or yeah.
Yeah, we're all human. Like sometimes you just want to be left alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
You
that's
don't need to
cool.
be chased in a car. You don't need to be, a picture
Yeah.
taken of you at 3 o'clock
Yes.
in the morning when you're throwing your, I don't know, or you're coming out and you're throwing your garbage out in the,
Yeah,
you're
that's just insane.
throwing
But
something.
when you're at a function like a Comic Con, like you know what you're going there for. Like you should
Oh,
be
yeah.
like upbeat, you should be very welcoming, like 'cause you're also getting paid for it. So like, you know, I mean, it's a job, right? So
I mean, like I said, that
yeah.
was something which Darlene asked my name twice, and she made sure that, she shook my hand before I was leaving. What was your
So
name again?
nice.
And it was like, I'm Darren, and it was, okay, cool. That was really nice. Like, wait, you asked my name twice, and you wanted to make sure that,
Yeah,
you
so
got it
nice.
right before I left. So the
Yeah.
people like that, those are the people that, I have no problem getting a photo or an autograph or
Yeah.
something from them because of how genuine they are.
So here's the big question. At the end of the day, all in total, how much did you spend at the
Hold
Comic-Con? Tally it up.
give me 1 second. I gotta get my
Wrist,
calculator out for
wrist, thrown out, wristband included.
that. Okay, all right,
Yeah,
start with that.
the tickets,
15.
the autographs, the signings, the pictures, the whole kit and caboodle. Grand total, roughly. Uh-oh, sweating. Oh,
Wait, hold on.
it's definitely, I'm gonna, okay, can I guess before you tell me the total? I'm gonna guess.
Sure.
Okay, and let's say give or take $100. Okay, so you saw about eight or nine people?
All six from Christmas Story,
One, two, three, four, five.
three
Yep.
from Willy Wonka,
Okay.
three from Chips, and one from Back to the Future.
And did you buy and you bought memorabilia stuff there too, right?
No,
Oh,
I
you
brought
did. Okay, just the
I brought
tickets.
my own all my own stuff that I
I'm
own.
gonna say 2,100.
No, not that high.
Okay, 1,800.
No, it's only 640.
Oh, well, that's not bad. I thought you were, when you were like sweating there, I thought you were like in the
Oh no, I
thousands.
was trying to figure out. I was like, so you figure it was 250 for the cast of Christmas Story for all their autographs and photos and everything else.
Okay.
You had oh yeah, no, yeah, Darlene was, I think she was 80. $50 entrant. It was 180 for everybody for chips.
Wow.
Then you figure, let me see. Then it was another 60, another 180 for the Willy Wonka. So yeah, about 640,
Okay. That's not
46.50,
okay.
650. Because I had to buy a couple, like the hard cases
Yes.
you can
Okay.
go into.
But that's not bad for all in for like those memories and getting to meet them and for the whole day and everything. That's not bad.
That was another photo.
Wow, that's so cool. So this is a picture of the cast of Chips and it's all signed by the three main characters.
Yeah,
Three main actors, I'll say. Sorry.
so I would say 650 altogether, but still, $650 is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, no doubt about it, for sure,
But
100%.
what I
But
had
what a
done,
great memory.
oh yeah, but what was nice, I had just done a DJ job the night before,
And you made
so
$650.
no, I got 400.
Yeah.
So, but then I
So good.
Friday I went a little bit above and beyond with a customer of mine,
Oh,
and
nice.
they tipped me $100.
Oh, that's so great.
So you figure
That's
that
so
was
nice.
500. So it's like I really out of my own pocket paid like $140. That
Perfect.
money, so I kind of looked at it like that money would didn't exist,
Yeah.
because it was, obviously I had to work for it, but it wasn't like money that I pulled out of my bank account and stuff like that.
Yeah,
So
right.
that
Awesome.
so I,
Good for you.
I probably would have gone a little higher if, some other people were there, but
Yeah.
it all depends on what type of package you're going for. Next year, I'll probably, depending on who's there, if you're doing reunions for TV shows,
Yeah.
then I might spend the $150 on a professional photo.
Yeah.
So with all of them, you have to pay, for them beforehand and all the other stuff. So You get turned to certain time slots to get these photos taken. But again,
I chatted with a little for a little bit with Danny Pintura. Do you remember him?
yes.
Jonathan from Who's the Boss, the
Oh
little
my
boy.
God.
Yeah, on we were on TikTok on live. So yeah, he said he would think about doing the show, but he's like I for right now I would say no because I don't really have anything to talk about, and you know he's like all the Who's the Boss stuff I've already talked about, and so he's like, but let me think about it and I'll see. So that was cool, but I'd
How
really love to add
did you end up talking to him, though?
TikTok. He's on
Really?
TikTok. Yeah. But Tony Danza I would love to have on the
I
show.
was going to say, what did you slide in the DMs there? And hey, Jenny, how
No,
you
just
doing?
on the live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just on live, which I'm never on anymore. I'm never on live.
Yeah.
But anyways, just so happened. But yeah, but that's cool.
That's cool.
So anything else? Should probably wrap it up. We've been ch chatting and for about an hour and a half. Jeez, I haven't seen you in forever.
I know, right?
I
We should just
know.
do this more often, show or not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Anything else you anything else new on the docket coming up, whatever?
no, I besides DJing and Halloween coming up and
Nice.
just trying to get more
Time with the
rentals.
fam.
Yeah, just
Yeah.
trying to get rentals for the time machine and everything else,
Nice.
and I'm constantly going this way, that way, this way, But it's
Cool.
nice when the piles of money land in front of me, so
I
I always
hear
do.
ya. I hear ya. Well, I'm gonna shoot some stuff your way anyway soon. I'm doing some new books and some workbooks and stuff for the clinic, so maybe I'll send you some stuff like that, and if you can
I'd appreciate it. I'd
if you can
definitely
you can
appreciate
post about that or share that,
it.
I'd love that.
Will
Be
do.
working on, yeah. But
Send them
that's
my way.
what's that?
I said, send them my way.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it, buddy. It's great to see you. I haven't seen you in forever. You're looking good, and I'm so excited to see all the new things that are happening for you, and I love seeing all your posts and all the people you're meeting. That's exciting, and hopefully this year we'll all of us will be able to get together, you and the fam and everybody, and meet up. And well, next year, I mean, 2024. In the year 2024.
Why do I come on this show? Well, it used to be fun, and now I just get, beat up and.
Oh, you're the best.
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate it.
Okay, so I have one more episode to air, and then this episode will air the following week, and I'll
Sure.
tag on everything. Hey, we love the feedback on this show, so be sure to leave a comment, a like, a share, your phone number, your SIN number, whatever you want to connect with us, anyhow. And love the feedback, and yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
We'll
All
see you
right,
soon.
bye everybody.
Bye. I forgot. I've been playing with it the entire time. I've just been
Hold
sitting here.
on, hold the phone. I have to abruptly come back on this podcast because as soon as I pushed stop recording, Dare brings out the ultimate, show it, the gobstopper. Oh my gosh. Okay, watch this episode just to see this at the end.
The everlasting gobstopper.
The everlasting gobstopper. You've had that the whole time and you haven't shown
I
it on
told you
this
I
episode?
was sitting here the entire time doing this under the camera.
Oh my gosh. What is that made out of? It looks like a Lego, kind of.
It's plastic. I mean, if I want, I can bring out my. I got fizzy lifting drinks.
Oh,
It's
wow.
snozberry soda,
Snozberry soda.
Yeah.
That is so cool. That
Ugh.
is so cool.
Love it.
Love it.
One thing after
Well,
another.
may so maybe hold on. I'm going to show you the thing that Ramsey signed so you can see it and
Okay.
tell me what it is. Hold on, I'm gonna put pause this. Oh my gosh, I just found this freaking book I've been looking for forever.
That's all I hear in the background. Like, what happened to you? I'll say, oh my God.
I put it in a drawer in the coffee cabinet in the coffee bar. Like, why would I put
Who
it
the
in?
hell has a coffee bar?
I do this to myself all the time. I go, I'll put this here so I'll remember where I put it. And then I don't remember where. I've been looking for this book for forever. I, one, wanted to read
Interesting.
it. And also, two, because a friend sent it to me. And I think the friend is dead. I think my friend, this friend has passed, and he's nowhere to be found. All of his socials are taken down. Number doesn't work.
Oh.
And this is typically how I find out people in my life have died, is through social media. So I
well, they're no longer here. I wanted to give them a review about 6 years ago, but
it's, you know, I have a lot of trauma, but so I'm glad I found that book. Oh my gosh. And so here's the thing that he signed, this wooden, like, it's like a, I think it's like a barbecue scraper thingy.
No, that.
And he signed my, name too, not just his signature. He put my, to Jenny, love Gordon. And these are my medals. Okay, so now this is a show and tell podcast. These are my medals.
What do we got?
This is Mount Fuji.
Okay.
See that? And then this is how it looks on the back. Let me not drop these because these are quite substantial.
Does anything move or open?
When I move it, yes, it does. So there's, there's that.
Oh, no, I have one of my.
No, some of them, yeah. They open in December. So this is the Inca Trail one.
Okay.
And this is the back of it. Very, that's very cool. Nice. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. The screen did that funny thing again.
No, you went blue?
Now I'm all blue. Why did it do that? And then, well, we're at the end anyways. And then this is the Kilimanjaro one.
Okay.
And it's got this nice zebra on the back.
Ooh.
Or some people say zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these are, they're really, they're probably very similar to the ones that you have. They're like, yeah, in terms of quality and like weight and really nice lanyards. Lanyards, right? Lanyard? Yeah, lanyards. I'm thinking of carabiner. No. Really nice lanyards that they come with too. So anyways, for people who are working out or want to work out or want to try to work out, you know, those are motivating, exciting to get. That's the almanac one.
Yeah, this
sports almanac. Or, oh wait, is it a Back to the Future?
God damn it!
This is an extended podcast, and I love it. It's the first of its kind. We've never done this before. We've never re-recorded on an already ended podcast. This is the new wave of podcasts. We started something new here.
Yes, this one.
Oh, that's super cool. Oh, Jaws. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it goes with stuff like that.
Okay, so it's like a movie almanac one. Nice. And that one is...
Oh, it just...
One. Just nice.
Time Machine, this one's... Yeah, they're all called the Run For It, Marty.
Cool. Oh, that's nice. I like that.
Yeah.
That's all. And how did you hang them? Just with a pushpin?
Pushpin.
Yeah, okay. What do you call them? We don't call them pushpins. I said that, but we don't call them a tack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tack.
Yeah, some tacks, pushpins, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, that's fun stuff.
Okay, for real, goodbyes.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, back at you with part three of the coming back in to...
We're back.
To the previously ended podcast, part three. We forgot to talk about the trunk and treat. What is this trunk and treat thing that you guys have in the States?
Well, they call it trunk or treat, not trunk and.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like you climb in the trunk, you get a treat, and then no one ever sees you.
Oh, yeah. You throw a child in the trunk, close it, take off on them, you know, and then you got free labor. No. basically, what it is, what they do is a lot of schools do it.
Okay.
Towns are starting to do it now. So It's almost kind of like a pre-Halloween, where they'll turn around and families that, you know, don't really bring their kids out around town. Some people don't live in the safest of areas.
Right. So, oh, true. That's true.
We'll put together these huge events where they'll do a massive circle or rows in parking lots, and people come and bring their cars, and they dress them up in, you know, Halloween stuff. So, you know, there was somebody at the last one that I just did who had a big, gigantic box that was painted pink. And they, you know, spray painted Barbie on it, and you know, people can come by, step inside, and you know, be a Barbie, you know, be a Barbie doll. It was all Barbie.
Take
themed.
A picture, and so there's no candy for the kids.
Oh yes, sir. Yeah.
So it's like a trick or treating kind of thing.
Everybody hands out candy and everything else. So
it's
more like a safer way of doing things, because, you know, I mean, when I was younger, it was go out, and we were out till 9, 10 o'clock at
Oh
night,
yeah.
you
Oh yeah,
know. But
easy.
now, you know, I turn around and it's like, I don't want to let my daughter out of my sight because you don't know,
I don't blame
you know,
you.
creepy people, you know, all this other stuff. So you kind of just, you know, you go to these events and that, and if you don't want your kid to have baskets upon baskets of candy, it's
Right.
here. You wore your costume, you did what you had to do. You know, our local malls do that too, so the kids don't have to go around town. They'll
Okay.
go, all the stores will participate, and literally you go from store to store in the mall and, you know, collect candy in your costume. You know, it's a mall.
Okay. See, when I was a kid, we were told not to take candy from strangers in parking lots, but now it's a thing.
Just watch out for the white van that says free
White
candy.
van.
Actually, you know what? It's not even free candy anymore. It's free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. That'll bring him in every time.
Yeah. Oh, look, free Wi-Fi. Ooh, free. Okay, cool.
Okay, so you're doing that tonight.
Yeah, I've got to DJ that in about an hour. So I've got to
Okay.
go get all packed up and head out for that one. It's cold out there right now.
It is. It
On the
is.
way.
Okay, so well, three times the charm. This is the first time it's
Great.
ever happened. And I think this is a hit. This is a hit episode. It's a hit show. It's
Number
a hit
one,
episode.
number one, podcast everywhere.
All right, for the third and final time. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.